I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating on different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairground in October of 2017. We'll have some smaller events going out throughout the course of the year, some quarterly previews, some mini little fairs, but make sure you get on the email list at rhodapsychicfair.com so you can stay informed of the ongoing events and be ready for our big Halloween bash in October. Well, we have made it to almost the end of our first week of 2017. Now, I don't know about you, but what a year it's been for me already. Changes, shifts, movements, ups, downs, ins, outs, the unexpected is the norm. And that's the way the year is going to flow. As I mentioned on Tuesday's show, I'm going to post my 2017 forecast that I did for the Virtual Psychic Fair, and I'll get that on the products page of goodvibrationsradio.com. Now, that will be a free audio download and a free handout, so you can start working through your 2017. As we talk about in the earlier shows as well, January is a preview of the last 6 months of 2017. So each day is roughly a week of one of the months of 2017. And so today is actually a preview of July 29th through 31st and the overall summary of July. So what has your day been like? What have you been going through? What have you experienced? Are there things you would change? Are there things you would like to make better? Are there confrontations you'd like to avoid? Keep note of that, because July 29th through 31st, as we close out that month of July, our manifesting month, we're going to have similar experiences. So what we've experienced today serves as a preview to give us a warning, to give us a heads up, to give us a caution to say, take a look at this. Make sure you keep your eye on the ball. And as we know, today is the fifth day of the month of January, and I love to share for each day that we're on, from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know and keep clear that we create our present reality. Our present reality is a direct outcome of the thoughts, the attitudes, and the beliefs that we've used in the past to bring us to this moment. However, this doesn't predict our future, because every day as we awaken, we have a new opportunity to create a new future reality by shifting our thoughts, our attitudes, our beliefs. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the fifth day of the month, he tells us to read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. You know, even with today's electronic age, with the expansion of the internet, with everybody tied in through their iPhone or Android, through the computers, through the 60-second sound bites that we're used to, almost 30-second sound bites, that we receive all the time through the TV or the radio. It's really through reading that we truly expand our mind, our ability to think, our ability to reason, our ability to ration and analyze, and our ability to form new thoughts creatively. It's not necessarily through the electronics. It's through the reading. And there was a speaker by the name of Charles Tremendous Jones, and he was a wonderful and interesting and entertaining speaker. But he had pretty much of a catchphrase that said, "You are today the same you'll be 5 years from now, except for two things: the people you meet and the books you read." So take a note for this year. Make sure that you're reading. I'm not asking you to make extreme goals or plans and say, "I'm going to read a book a week. I'm going to read 10 books a month." Make sure you're reading. Make sure you're stimulating that creative process. And later, when I talk about some of the astrological influences going forward, you're going to see that this is going to be a time when we're going to tap into vivid dreams. And dreams are often stimulated by planting that simple little seed from something I read that blossoms into a broader idea or vision for the future. So, for the fifth day of the month, James Allen tells us, read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. In 2017, make yourself the work of art that you're going to polish up and present to the world. And as an affirmation thought for the day, I always like to choose from Daily Word put out by Unity. And they say, "Today, with the divine, I walk a path of wisdom." Remember, every spiritual leader in the world, whether it was Jesus or Buddha or Lao Tzu or Gandhi, or so many others, they always walked a path of wisdom. They always expressed their wisdom and acted from their wisdom. So you can make any situation better, and you can bring people together in love and harmony if you walk a path of wisdom. So that's to remind us that that's all within our reach. And that leads us to our segment for today. Israel Hurtado is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, a speaker, and an author. He uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quests. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, to get unstuck, to embrace their gifts, to connect with their true self, connect with their life path, connect with their higher self, and connect with their universal consciousness. He's a great gift to all of us in this world, and he joins us on the first Thursday of every month to share his spirit talk. So let's listen to some introductory music for Israel Hurtado, followed by Israel Hurtado and his spirit talk.
Happy New Year! We are in 2017. Yes, we just let go on our year and embracing the new forces of this 2017 that is bringing us so many blessings, so many gifts, and welcome to Spirit Talk today, tonight. I missed you guys this holiday to be here talking. And Salas, are those words that you were sharing earlier about wisdom and all how we share our compassion and love in a way that like wisdom that really resonate with me, that every spiritual teacher shares whatever it is within them through wisdom. And actually, interesting, this year, one of my affirmations is about wisdom. And part of the wisdom is about become aware of the thoughts to me. Become aware of the thoughts when I meet someone, because sometimes our perception, our mind will go straight to judge a person when we don't know what is underneath. But anyway, that is, I just want to throw that there very quickly, because this wisdom is something that we all carry within. And when we pass through the judgmental mind, we really tap into that wisdom and into that unconditional love, into that heart consciousness that I like to call. So, again, welcome to the Spirit Talk. And today's topic, I want to share a little bit about what I perceive, what my inner guidance has been telling me, what is the energies for this new year coming up. So, some of the energies that I have been reflecting on, that I've been taking in to share with you today, is about the 2017 is a year for spiritual alignment. It's a year for all the souls that are ready to awake, to come up to this alignment with the Spirit. And through this process of the spiritual alignment, also, it's a spiritual year. Also, this is a spiritual year, and also this is a spiritual of water. And it's a year for water, I meant, and also the awakening of the feminine energy. That's how I've been perceiving. That's how I've been tuning into these energies. And they're all connected. They're all connected. Because to have a spiritual alignment is some shift. Some changes need to happen within, and through that change, through that breaking through, through that process of redesigning our own being and aligning to a true being, is emotions need to come. Emotions are going to come to surface, and sometimes they are emotions that are not pleasant. Or they are emotions that are really, like, pleasant. So, but it is up to us how we perceive those. So we're digging within so we can find ourselves more. So emotions will come to surface. Also, and the spiritual alignment is also connected with the water, element for each one of us. And water is very symbolic, even from biblical times, from the old times, when how in the Testament talks about, in the Bible talks about how John the Baptist used water to baptize Christ. So, and many other religions, traditions, other spiritual philosophies, how water is very important. And just if we look ourselves, we are made of water. If the earth is like 3/4 of the water, so there is a big element right there. And to me, what it represents is the flow of the Spirit, the flow of our own emotions too, but our emotions that are ready to be clear. And the water is very cleansing. So it is connecting the emotions with the water and the spiritual alignment. So I will see how all this connected. And also, the water not only will manifest in the emotional level, but we're going to have more rain. That's another thing that I perceive. And that could be another representation. It's a cleansing process that we are going through to get to the source, to get through ourselves, to get to our truth. So, in those lines, it is okay, however you feel these emotions. But what it is important is those emotions don't project in towards anyone else. Tune in with them and see what are bringing, what is coming underneath those emotions, what is really bringing up to the surface for you, what is really discovering of yourself, you know, things, study those, like get in touch with those feelings. And also through this emotional process of watering, it is the awakening of the feminine energy, which the feminine energy is bringing that heart connection, that emotional connection, that we might be able to see things that will connect us in an emotional, in an emotional level, positive way, to have that heart connection. And like I said, the feminine energy is awakening. We're going to be more caring. Those souls who are more nurtured, more soft, and more kind, because feminine energy is a strong, and also it is the heart connection. It's the nurturing, and we see that in the mothers when they nurture their children. And so this year, the way I'm picturing it, the way I'm reflecting is like the like a first time mother, like the first time this woman is gonna give birth. You know, like the emotions are the contractions. You know, the contractions are happening. It's something, get it ready for us. And we are in the womb because we are having a spiritual realignment, which is rebirthing in a way. And the emotions, when the first time a mother is going to give birth, she's, it's her first experience. Many things happen to her brain. It's not only psychologically, but biological. It's a whole new world for her. And it is the same thing. So it might be fear, it might be anxious, it might be wondering what's going to happen. What is going to happen? Is my baby going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? So just, that is the emotional aspect about this year. So becoming aware of, don't let yourself get trapped into that emotional thing. So allow yourself to really observe what is that I learning from here. What is coming up for me? What am I awakening to? So, because at the end, when, and also another thing symbolically right there, that's what I use this image of this mother having a baby is first time, is because the water, when the water breaks, it's all the flow, all the cleansing, everything is there. So, and when she has a baby, the awakening of the feminine energy, the awakening of that instinct of caring for a being that she just helped give birth. So it is that the same thing for us. We are awakening into that being that we are. We are compassionate, kind, and loving beings because that's the origin of our creation. We come from that place. We have been created from that divine love, and we carry on. It is within. So this awakening of the feminine energy is going to happen to all the souls already. And it's not going to be only in the women aspect of the female energy, but it's going to happen in many men. Many men are going to be able to get more in touch with their own feelings. And this is part of this spiritual alignment. We will see the awakening of many souls in a level that I don't think we have seen this before. So we're looking for a very wonderful year full of new experiences, full of awakening, and especially because we are in a new cycle. Is this in numerology, we're in 2017, we're in the beginning of a cycle of 9 years. So whatever we start right now, it is what we're growing into for the ninth next year. So it is important for you to reflect and see the intention. Who am I? Who I'm going to be during this year? To especially to start considering yourself when you are making decisions from your mind and when you are making decisions from your heart. This is the time to set up the consciousness of your heart to realign and balance the decisions that you make or actions that you take based on your heart feeling, and that is what is going to bring us all together, to bring that kindness, to bring that awareness to ourselves, and so we can project that awareness of heart consciousness outside to the world. So however we want to see this world is however we want to behave. If I want to see kindness in the world, I have to start for myself. I must be the pioneer of, I must be the ambassador of kindness, so I can start seeing kindness around me. Because remember, whatever we put out there is whatever we receive. Whatever we receive is what we put out there. It's a cycle of, you know, we are the co-creators of this collective of energy that is a physical manifestation. All the things that we are seeing, all the things that we are projecting to the world is as a all together in a mind consciousness. And it is a time to move into the heart consciousness. What we project, what we could create is a world full coming from that place of heart consciousness rather than mind consciousness. And in realignment, in a balance of that. And to choose how we're going to act. You know, remember again, what we want to see out there is the actions that we want to take. If we want to see violence, then we might be acting violent. If we want to see peace, then let's find the peace within ourselves and work from that place of peace, from harmony, love, you know, and even how we want to be treated, how we want to see others to see us. Well, that's the way to see ourselves that way and see others the way we want to be seen. This is nothing new. We already know that. It is most important to put this in practice for us. And that is true wisdom. True wisdom is not to have all the knowledge that we have. We can have all the knowledge. But true wisdom is to apply a small portion of that wisdom, to apply a little bit and start making that change. It is a good year to start changing and start projecting the way we want to see the world, the way we want to see ourselves, and being willing to do the work, be willing to make a commitment to ourselves. So remember to be kind to yourself, to be kind to others, especially in this time of spiritual alignment, because this is a great year to really experience, to really explore that feminine energy, that compassion energy that is within, and that to have that balance. So I would like, before I finish this segment with you, I would like you to just to have a few minutes of gratitude for this new year, to have gratitude for all the blessings that are coming ahead and that we are going to live, that we are living already, just for this simply fact to be alive, to be breathing, to be beginning in a new year, to be beginning in a new journey. So just allow these energies to come so you're able to set that intention for this year. As you inhale and exhale, just without forcing, just allowing and observing your breath, inhale and exhaling. And as you let this breath move through you, start writing in your vision, in your eyes, so envisioning, rewriting this little story, this mini story of your intention. What do you want to see yourself doing this year? How do you want to be? Do you want to be in more spiritual alignment? Do you want to be in a more physical? Whatever that intention is, whatever that, just allow that intention to form within. And asking the divine wisdom, the divine mother and father of light, to assist you in this journey, to assist you, that you are able to live from a place of kindness, a place of compassion for you and for others. And it takes one person at a time to see that. One at a time, finding that compassion and that awakening, that alignment, and I'm going to let you with that vision, that your personal vision that you have for yourself and for the world in this 2017. And just plant the seed and allow yourself to be guided so you can live fully and plenty during this 2017. And I want to give you many blessings, and I want to send you all the love that I can. So all your wishes and everything that you have in your heart comes into alignment to your higher soul's purpose for this life. And with that, I want to say thank you for listening today to the Spirit Talk. And I want to remind you that I have different events coming through the year. So please check on my website. I have Drumming Circles, which is a shamanistic way to get in touch with ourselves. So you go to my website and look and find out what I'm going to be. I have spiritual retreats. I have classes. So for more information, go to my website, israelhurtado.com. So again, israelhurtado.com, and you will be able to contact me through the website. And if you want to set an intention for this year, right, to start your year clear and with a more focused mind and heart, so you can always contact me for one-on-one sessions. I offer through the phone sessions and healing, distant healing. So I'm here to serve, and this is my purpose, to facilitate this spiritual war for everyone out there that I'm able to reach. And with that saying, thank you very much for 1 year that we have, 2016. And I want to thank you already in advance for this year that's coming ahead. I know you will be there listening to the Spirit Talk. You have many, many blessings, and I see you in February. Have a wonderful evening, and take care.
So that was Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado, and you can go to israelhurtado.com to find out more about the work that Israel's doing, as well as he mentioned the other events he has going on, the drumming circles, the private sessions, the various retreats and events throughout the course of the year. But stay in touch with his work and find out more about what he does. He's with us the first Thursday of every month, but that doesn't mean you have to wait till then to get in touch with him. So go to israelhurtado.com, israelhurtado.com. Now, I mentioned when I started the show that I would be talking a little bit about the astrology going on for this week, the beginning of the year, and leading into next week. So I do want to start actually from the beginning of this year. This has been a tremendously transformative year so far for me. It isn't as if the last 5 years have not been transformative, each in their own interesting and essentially revolutionary way. We do know that Uranus went direct on the 29th of December, so we're going to have a little bit more revolutionary energy at play, and certainly with the upcoming inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States, we can end the Republicans taking over the House and the Senate. We can clearly expect that there is going to be tension and drama going on in our country. But let's start with January 1st. It was when Mars in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. So that means they're sitting on top of each other, both planets in Pisces. Now, it was the day, the beginning of the new year. It's when Hanukkah and Kwanzaa both ended. And so we had our planet of assertiveness, aggressiveness, fire, brimstone, Mars, a fire planet drowning in the water sign of compassion, ego, denial, and lethargy of Pisces. And joining forces as it did with Neptune, who is in Pisces, we can expect that there'd be a lot of frustration, a lot of raw emotions on the surface, but sensitive emotions, not necessarily anger or violence, but people feeling a little emotionally raw and sensitive, needing a good cry, perhaps. It would also dampen some of our early year energy, some of that enthusiasm. So if you started the year by feeling a little stuck, do something to shift that ennui by, you know, you volunteer to help someone else, do some good work for someone else, do something than other what you were attending. Try to do something a little more creative. Be careful about the relationships you established as of the first of the year. Sometimes those turn out to be very manipulative under this type of a transit. It may be people more ready to take advantage of you than to assist you. And also, don't push your physical limits. Now, as Israel mentioned, we've had a very rainy period here in California. We've had a break today, and we're supposed to be back to the rain tomorrow. And we certainly need the rain. We need the water. It'd be wonderful to get out of our drought phase. It would be wonderful to avoid some of those fires that we experienced through the summer because the underbrush was so dry. It'd be wonderful to avoid some of that. So I welcome the rain. It's a wonderful opportunity. But so that starting transit can also put you off on your good desires or good intentions for the year. So know for this first week, your physical health is easily overtaken. You can overdo too easily. You can push yourself too hard. And if you're tired, as I mentioned on Tuesday's show, take a nap. Make sure you allow yourself to moderate down. And treat this year as one of action, but moderation at the same time. Now, on Tuesday, Venus went into Pisces. So we have Mars in Pisces, we have Neptune in Pisces, and Venus went into Pisces at 11:47 p.m., actually 11:47 p.m. Monday night. But for the most part, we would have experienced the impact on Tuesday. Now, Venus is, of course, is love, it's harmony, it's balance. And when it goes into Pisces, she's really exalted in Pisces because Pisces loves love. It's about embracing, uplifting, elevating our cosmic vibrations. So as Venus during that aspect also will touch the Sun, Pluto, Mars, Neptune, as well as our South Node. So this is going to be a powerful four-week journey in Pisces for Venus. This is a time when people will be receptive to you. People will resonate. Connections will feel more firm, more stable. We'll feel as if we're making more connections with more people. Now, Venus is leaving cold and analytical Aquarius when it goes into this warm Pisces. So it's nice that we're now getting to a heart space, a real heart opening. You're going to find yourself deepening, wanting to connect on deeper levels, feeling more for people, places, and things. This is the idea of all for love. So the only challenge here is to watch out that you don't feel like you're giving out and you're receiving nothing in return. This can turn into a martyr or victim phase too, where you say, I love you so much, I'm giving you everything. How come you're not giving back to me? Why are you giving everything to them? And so you just want to watch that. Again, I said earlier, start this year, take the caution of this year to moderate. Go in moderation, take action, but go in moderation. Stay out of the victim mindset. Take a good time to connect within, because at the end of the day, there is no such thing as love without self-love, without a solid foundation of self-love, without a solid foundation of the respect, the reverence for self that is needed in order for us to know what's truly important and whether or not, if I say I can compromise here, whether I'm compromising myself for the sake of bringing peace, or whether it's something that is not of any value to me personally, does not go against any principles, ideas, or positions that I feel are extremely important, but that allows us to come to a compromised connection. Compromise never means surrendering who you truly are. And that doesn't mean that every opinion we have is who we truly are. Our opinions can change as we get more and more information. It's really about what's important to you as the person you really are underneath all those opinions. So this is a good time for self-love and loving of self. Now, yesterday, Mercury retrograde ended. No, it doesn't end. I'm sorry. Mercury, still in retrograde, went into Sagittarius. And that was 6:17 a.m. Pacific time. So we had our already retrograde planet of communication, electronics, effects, drivers, everything, moved from Capricorn into Sagittarius while still retrograde. Now, at least Capricorn was able to ground and steady the erratic nature of the Mercury retrograde. So with it kind of spinning a little bit with the energy of that fire Sagittarius, we may feel a little bit like we're having a Mercury retrograde on steroids, keeping in mind that it's going to end this Sunday, but we'll get to that in a moment. Now, as always, our communication will probably have felt more garbled since yesterday. Drivers may be all over the road. Electronics will work or not work as they choose. Patience for just a few more days. Patience as we work on through this. Avoid any work that requires detailed analysis. Concentration may be challenged. It's not a good time to sign contracts, go on job interviews. It's not even a good time to complete a project or apply for a loan or buy anything big. Take notes on what you need to get done, and next week you can move forward after Mercury moves direct, which it will on the 8th, and I'll get to that in a moment. Avoid saying too much. Sagittarius likes to say whatever is on its mind. So don't take risks. Dream big. Know that you may offend someone if you say too much, and if you do, be ready to apologize. And know that people may offend you because they're going to say too much. And if they do, just say, you know, unfortunately, that offends me a little bit. But we're almost through this retrograde, so be patient, keep your tongue on a leash, and just wait. In the end, even with all of that warning, you're most likely going to tramp on someone, and somebody's going to tramp on your toes. So expect it, forgive it, be ready to move on. Now, as of 1:43 a.m. on the 8th, which is Sunday, I keep going back and forth, Sunday and Saturday, as if Mercury goes direct. So it remains in Sagittarius, and we always have that tail. We always have that lag time where even though it's going direct, it's still bringing along some of that retrograde energy for a few days. Watch your tendency still to overspeak. As it goes direct, we may be more aggressive about it. But you're going to be able to focus more on the big picture. Your thoughts will be future-oriented. Your thoughts will be progressive. Pay attention to your dreams, because expect them to be vivid. And there's potentially profitable ideas in there. Just recently, I was speaking with someone who was, from one thing that they were doing, had put together a proposal with some folks about doing something that's related to what they do, but very, very different, that could turn out to be a profit center for them. It was a brilliant idea. So watch for those profitable ideas in your dreams. Pay attention. If you don't already keep a dream journal or a notepad by the bed, make sure you do to make notes of those dreams. Wake up, record them. When you wake up in the morning, write down your thoughts. You won't be distracted by the details of your future dream vision until when it goes direct, but you're going to be inspired. You're going to be inspired big. Be careful about sharing your big thinking, big speaking with others about your work. So if a client calls, and don't get all, I can do this for you. I can build this for you. I can make this for you. I can guarantee this. Watch your big thinking, your big speaking, because you might have to live up to your big mouth. So be careful. But your big dreams are for you. Jot down your big ideas, your big dreams. Wait a week or two before taking action on them. Give yourself time to get out of that initial flush of the honeymoon of Mercury going direct. And however, with Mercury out of retrograde, you will feel better, you're going to look better, and you're going to be ready to move to the next stage of your life. Now, as I mentioned today in the preview calendar, which you can download from the product page of Good Vibrations Radio, but the first 6 months of the year are known as the creative cycle of the year. And the second 6 months of the year are known as the manifesting cycle. In the first 6 months, even though we're doing things and producing things, we're actually creating intentions that we manifest in the second 6 months of every year. December is a preview of the first 6 months of the year, and January is a preview of the second 6 months of the year. So naturally, Sunday, January 1st, was a preview of the first week of the manifesting cycle of July 1st through 7th. And each day of the week has been another week of July leading up to today, the 5th of January, which was a preview of July 29th through 31st, as well as a summary of the month of July. So review your week, take a look at what's occurring, what's happening, and say, where do I want to be able to handle these types of things better? What do I need to learn from this type of a situation? What do I hope to gain when I have this experience again? And keep those notes handy, because when we hit those months of the year, we will have similar experiences. Tomorrow, we start August, August 1st through 7th. So we're going to have the 6th of January is August 1st through 7th. The 7th is August 8th through 14th. Sunday the 8th is August 15th through 21st, and Monday the 9th is August 22 through 28th, and Tuesday is the 29th through the 31st of August, and August summary. And we'll be back again on Tuesday with Kirilani and Go With The Flow, where she'll share the energy of the week, the month, and the year. So I wanted to bring you up for your preview as well as your energy. We're going to start next week with that powerful Mercury going direct, with things freeing up and releasing. Watch out on Sunday, though, because generally the day when Mercury goes direct tends to be a little bit, often tends to be, I should say, a little bit of a slam dunk reminder that Mercury has been retrograde. Things just have a habit of happening. So allow yourself to experience that fully and embrace it fully. We're going to have a powerful year. Israel spoke about his year as one of growth and spiritual advancement. I'm sharing the idea that it's a year of action and doing, but a year of moderation at the same time. It's not a time for big leaps or big risks, but it's a time to build on what we've laid down before. It is the year of the individual. It is the year of union with others coming from the true self of our individuality. So as we continue this year, make sure you're paying attention to the notes we lay out, the guidance we put. These shows are put out on the podcast page, which you can find on goodvibrationsradio.com. You can download them and listen to them at your convenience. And as we close out for today's show, I want to thank you once again for listening to Good Vibrations Radio and remind you, of course, to turn the lead in your life into gold. Take the information, take action, and remember, as Bob Dylan said, the times they are a-changing. Thank you for listening. Many blessings. Namaste.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win. For the time